getting your email, and then suddenly, what happened?
I couldn't get it anymore. It would time out when I tried to connect.
And was there a catalyst that you're aware of that caused this this email to stop working?
Not that I know of. The only thing I've done different is I installed a program called Printmaster a couple of weeks ago, a week ago.
Yeah, that shouldn't have any impact on your email. Now, you contacted your ISP, and they said, oh, you have Norton Internet Security, all bets are off.
Yeah, they said disable it, and I did, and of course, then I could get my email.
Well, isn't that special?
Hmm.
So you spent money to buy this this utility that's supposed to protect you from bad things. You diligently installed it.
Yep.
And then it suddenly stopped allowing you to get email.
Right.
And you called the folks at Norton, and what did they tell you?
They said, we can't even talk to you unless you give us $29.99.
Awesome.
Do you love this business?
Oh, it's great.
Okay, first, let's sell you something. And then to help you undo what you just paid for, we're going to charge you again.
Right.
That's just brilliant.
Right.
Let me tell you what the basic problem is with a lot of these new security suites. And if you've listened to this show at all, you know that we're not real big fans of the Norton Internet Security. Or for that matter, any of these companies that say, we have a one-size-fits-all security solution that's got
we'll do everything.
Yeah, it's got everything from firewalls to this to that to that.
Right. I tried to download the smallest possible version. I didn't even think I was using the anti-spam or that portion of it.
Yeah, well, if you have Norton Internet Security, that is an entire package.
Mm-hmm.
Really, what we recommend is just stick to Norton Antivirus, and only if you have a fairly new machine. If you have an older machine, for those of you that have older machines, if you put the new version of Norton Antivirus on, you will notice that your machine has become a cyber tard. It gets really slow, causes some various performance issues. What's happening is your internet security application by default is scanning all of your email coming in and going out.
Right.
And that's why you're not getting your mail, because it's supposed to work directly and visibly between you and your mail server at your ISP's center, and it's not allowing that to happen. So if you look around on the internet, most of the folks out there, and this is what we would recommend as well, will tell you that you need to disable the email scanning in the system,
right,
the internet security package. Has anybody walked you through that?
No.
Okay. Usually there's an options menu in your Norton Antivirus. And if you go to the options menu, and I'm not going to try to walk you through this on the air, so if you're not getting this, then I'll put you on hold and we'll help you during one of the breaks. But basically in the options menu, you'll see an internet section. And then another section for email, another option for email. And there's a thing where you can uncheck an option that says scan outgoing mail. And then, of course, it says recommended.
Right.
But if you take that off, it'll stop messing with your email.
Uh-huh.
And there's also
in danger of catching something then?
Well, you're always in danger, and you're in danger even with that thing scanning. But that's the thing that says don't look at what I'm sending out. Stop messing with everything that I'm sending out. So that's, you know, you'd have to already be infected for that to have any real impact. The main issue with email is attachments. So if you're really, really, really good and disciplined and you don't open email attachments unless you absolutely positively know exactly what it is, then you're pretty well set for these email viruses as long as you keep the rest of your system updated. It has nothing to do with this package. It has to do with updating Windows and all the normal security updates that we recommend.
Uh-huh.
And if you're not familiar with all those, you can, or anybody listening for the first time, if you go to datadoctors.com, you'll see an approved software section. If you click on that, you'll see the top four items that we recommend and the actual different programs that we recommend you use.
Uh-huh.
So if you keep everything updated, you know, have Windows updating automatically and those kinds of things, then you know, you minimize, you don't eliminate. You never eliminate, because the minute you open an email attachment, it doesn't matter how much software protection you have. They will figure out how to get around that, and a lot of these new worms will actually disable your antivirus immediately as soon as you open that attachment.
Mm-hmm.
And so it doesn't matter what you had for security. You just disabled it all by opening that attachment. So look for any in the options section of your particular version of Norton Internet Security. Look for anything that deals with email at all, and try unchecking those items to see if your email service comes back. If Norton allows you, because we've already determined that that's the problem. We know it's Norton, because you disable Norton and your email's fine. So you don't need to disable the whole suite. You just need to disable the portion that says scan my mail.
Right.
And those of you contemplating Norton Internet Security, we highly recommend you think twice unless you have, especially if you have 2005 and you're trying to upgrade to 2006. We've seen people all over the country having major, major issues. If you love Norton Internet Security and you think it's great, fine. Make sure and uninstall 2005 before you install 2006 to alleviate that particular issue that we're seeing in a lot of cases around the country. Typically speaking, if you buy one of these big packages, you want to look for a custom install feature and tell it just to install the antivirus. The firewall protection, all the other stuff that they offer, there's lots of other programs out there that don't seem to have as much of an impact on the performance or my system won't work anymore.
A lot of that problem. Stuff is built right into Windows XP. And then you've got something that's been designed to work with Windows XP explicitly.
All right, Joan, if you want to try playing with that, I'm going to put you on hold here, and if you're still having problems during the next break, we'll try to provide a little assistance. Oh, the next break is here!
How convenient.
Wow, well, it's Ken Colburn, Chad Powell, we're the Data Doctors. We're here for you till 2 o'clock, 602-277-5827. Got one line open. We'll be back right after this.